Disability advocate David Cawthorn is showing us a wheelchair user's view of access in the Hobart CBD. How hard was it for you to find a park that allows you to get the chair in and out of the car easily?
Sometimes it is an issue, especially for the on-street parking. Sometimes all the spots are gone. And I mean, I always say for the amount of permits out there, there's not enough spots to cover that issue. There could be a lot more accessible spots spread around on-street as well as off-street.
Let's go see what we can see in the city, shall we?
Let's go.
We've just gone past the information office, and behind that is the hallway that goes down into Wellington Walk. And what have we got on the footpath here?
Sandwich boards. We've got some on one side of the pathway, and then we've got some against the Hobart City Council Information Centre. For someone with a visual impairment, they need a direct building line, not one that I'll come across, then go in, go out, go in, go out. Yeah.
Consistency.
Yes, consistency. But it's getting better. It's education.
So there's escalators there going up to the Cat and Fiddle. They've got the kind of plastic bumps on the floor. What are they for?
They're actually called tactile indicators. They're designed for people with visual impairment. So if they've either got their guide dogs or even their sticks, so those tactile indicators will notify them that there's a change of direction or there's an object in front of them.
On Liverpool Street now, and dining on the footpath can be a real issue.
Yes, especially blind, visually impaired, it's a big issue with them because they use their dogs and their canes as along the building line. That enables them that they get a clear path along the building line, so they don't change of direction or anything like that. So that's why dining is better on the street side than it is having it against a building, because then they've got zigzag in and out from building.
So the way Liverpool Street's been set up, where you've got a clear pathway next to the building and the dining next to the road, this is good.
Yes, that's good. It's practiced all through the mainland, and it's been done like that for a lot of decades. In Largon Street, Chapel Street, you've got all the dining on the street side, not against the buildings.
You've just taken me in and out of a couple of shops there. I don't notice it until I'm in there with you, but it's so narrow in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing, Joel. I mean, three different shops with three different attitudes towards aisle widths and how much they want to try and push into a store, even not even in an aisle, even just outside the aisle at the top end, how much stuff was just there. I've got a pretty narrow wheelchair, and as you saw, it was very tight.
Are there typically a lot of people who have much wider, chunkier chairs than you?
Yeah, you've got someone who's a quad, they're driving around in an electric chair, or you've got some people that use a scooter. They're bigger, they're probably longer and a bit wider. Probably two of those shops, they would have no hope in getting around.
We're coming back into the Elizabeth Street Mall at the moment, and the wind has played merry havoc with the signage here.
You can see all these outdoor dining signs and some of the sandwich boards just getting blown over. So that's another obstacle that even someone with a visual impairment's got to try and figure out. They can't see that's happened. Another obstacle to avoid.
We're driving to Salamanca next, and I see why disabled car parks are so wide. So David has room to park his wheelchair next to his car. He then lifts himself into the car seat, disassembles the chair, and stashes it in the car seat behind him. So you're basically weightlifting the whole thing into the back seat of the car over your body.
That's why we have such big arms. We're always lifting the chairs in and out of the car all the time. Well, most of us are. Joel, we're on the corner of Murray Street and Morrison Street. One of the reasons I brought you here to show you is access to the new Parliament Square development. At the moment, I've had an anti-discrimination case out against the developers about providing proper access to the development. When it's all finished, if I have to access it, I've got to push all the way up to 12 Murray, up this hill, or go all the way around the front of Parliament House and up Salamanca Place to get access into the square where there's going to be bars and cafes and stuff. But there's a set of stairs going in that someone like yourself could access.
So are they saying that having one access point up the top is enough?
Well, they reckon that they've met the building code. They've got to provide 50% of the entrances to be accessed, but you've got to be able to get to the access of those entrances.
What's it like to see a hill like this start of Murray Street in front of you?
Oh, it's not easy. Our arms are our legs. If we overwork them, they break down. So trying to push up a hill like this for myself, it's not easy. Some quads would be lucky to even get up there. And it's just not people with mobility issues. It's mothers with prams and stuff having to push it all the way up there, and elderly people, walking frames and things like that. I mean, the ideal thing would be put a lift in. I mean, it's just going to enhance the area and people able to access it.
What else is fairly typical at the pubs and clubs in Salamanca?
Most of them do the right thing, but there's still others out there that will turn their toilets into storage. So they'll put all kegs or cartons of beer, cleaning materials, everything like that. So, because I think there's not a lot of people with disability that come out and use our facilities. Oh, so we'll just use that. But we still want to go out and drink in pubs and go to restaurants and eat like everyone else. But it's very frustrating in the situation. You've got to do a lot of logistics beforehand. And sometimes you don't know that you can't access it until you actually go to the place. Oh, you've got an accessible toilet? Yeah. But then you're going to use it, they've got to move everything for you to get in there.